Blog Talk Radio.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from LA
flow
to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. And I feel all this month, this is my month,
Happy birthday to you, Hope, down in Monroe, Louisiana. Happy birthday to you. And Sister Wilson in Chicago, happy birthday to you. Those that got their Archangel Michael is the angel. Archangel Michael is the angel that fights power. That's what he do. I'm glad that Sister Pearl came up to Wisconsin this morning to pray for some people to try to get some people out of jail. So we did that. And I'm praying for Sister Pretty up in Minnesota who lost her grandson. And Sister Melvin who lost her nephew. Brother Sam who lost her. The husband who lost her nephew. And the wife lost her nephew at the same time. But I want to tell you, I just heard about it. Just called me. The boys in Florida took some cocaine. And these are cadets. And some of them died. We got to leave the drugs alone. This is a drug nation. We got to leave the drugs alone. Our young folks are doped up, drugged up, black and white. So we got to leave the drugs alone. The dope, you know, the dope been killing more people than the virus.
Been killing more people than
war. So that's the kind of stuff that's going on. Putin has gone out of his mind, but God is in control. I want you to read tonight. I want you to take this down, Psalm 93, Psalm 99. Now, I want you to read tonight before you go to bed. Psalm 119 and 19. God is still in control. I'm talking about a dead thing home. I'm talking about money that you ain't looking for, you finna get. And I'm going to tell you, whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. And I was listening to Dr. Mick. He was talking about the destiny of our neighborhood. It was so true what he was saying. He was saying, until you control your neighborhood, you ain't going to get nothing. He was right. You got to control where you at. You got to control what you do. And I think that's the most important thing, controlling the destiny of your neighborhood. That's good. Now, I got Mother Pearl on. And Mother Pearl, I want you. Thank you, kind spirit. I got Mother Pearl. I want to prove you a testimony. Now, I want to set an example before she testifies. If people need to hear a word, I was with a lady today at 3 o'clock, and she said, I got bad news from the doctor of mine. Brother Camp, all through his phone, I looked at him. How's the baby? God able to heal that. Doctor gave him bad news to get some medicine for her brother. And I prayed with her right there in the clinic. And I prayed for her. And I said, Lord, if you're willing,
your peace of prayer can come.
And God in the will, everything good, not bad. High blood, low blood, sugar, God heal all that. Whatever you need, God got. And Sister Pearl, come on with your testimony.
Giving honor to God and my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
Pearl, give your testimony.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Peace and love.
Peace. I'm glad to be in Atlanta living tonight. And I want to say that all the rain, all the snow, and everything that's going on, we complain, which I do, and a lot of more people. But the Lord, he said his ways is not our ways, not his thoughts. And whatever comes down, he knows, and he knows how to control it. And so that's all I have to say tonight. God bless each and every one that on tonight.
I want you to keep a special prayer for those people in the war zone over there in Russia that's fighting and killing. I just need your prayers and people need your prayer. I thank you for your testimony. And testimony is something good.
if you can testify.
And I want to explain this to people that are listening. Your
testimony
is your relationship with God. God hear my body. God did this for me. God did this. Pearl, I want to tell you, you fix some warm water, put a spoon of olive oil in it, and put some salt in it and let it soak. It's a free soak in it, okay? I've got to take some olive oil in it. Just a spoon of virgin olive oil, no water, with some salt, and put your feet in it, okay? And let it sit. And as you let it sit, it will work itself out. I want tonight to tell you that all is well. And I'm praying for those that are looking for a breakthrough tonight. I'm praying for every family that lost loved one. And, you know, it's like the young man that lay on the Empire. He lied, and they caught him in the lie. They put him in jail for 10, I think, for a month or two. But, you know, you got to understand.
He said,
Allah will not tarry in his sight. That was God said. I'm going to Mary Hawkins to read the 23rd number of Psalms tonight. And I'm praying for every love, every telephone call, every special love. I want to say this tonight. Whatever you need, God got. What you want, God got. And I want to tell you, if you got a need, you plant a seed. And I was telling the lady up in Minnesota that called me, and I prayed with her on the phone. And I'm praying right now for a young lady asking me to pray for her mother. Mother Bass, I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for the whole Bass family. Mother's been a little sick. And the doctor didn't give no bad news, but the doctor didn't give no good news. So some of you have to work with God to give you the news. And I want to read the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I said, I want you to hold on to that 23rd number of Psalms. That God is your shepherd, and God's going to see you through the storm. Whatever it is, God's going to see you through it tonight. You can't see it, but God will do it. And I always like to read, Mary, Exodus 14:14, God will fight your battle. Whatever your battle is, Pearl, God will fight. I want to tell you, Mary, whatever your battle is, Gene, God will fight the battle. George, whatever your battle is, let God fight your battle. You got storms and flood in Alabama, going down to Atlanta to New Orleans and it's snow, and you got cold in Chicago. God will fight your battle. Let me say that again. God will fight the battle. Here I'm going to read the 23rd number of Psalms. Not 23rd number of Psalms. Mary's going to read that. You read it last night. The lady said she was sitting there with the Bible in her hand, and she said, I don't know what to read. And when that lady started reading the 23rd number, I turned my Bible to that. So Mary, read the 23rd number of Psalms for us.
The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you for that prayer. That was Pearl. Thank you for that testimony. I want to say this tonight. God is in control. All those young men down in Florida on that cocaine and they got laced with some drugs, they all died. These white boys. So America's got a drug problem. What happened over years, that ain't out of sight. They done sunk $13.6 million over to them folks. Look at the food and stuff they can help people here with. They can feed people and help people with. But that's their business that you want to do. But I want to say to you tonight, God is in control. And God will open the door for you. Let me play Father $1 trillion Flow.
$1 trillion Flow. From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
God's going to do something very special for you.
and open up the door. You might be able to help somebody else. It's all about, I'm going to thank Mary for that prayer.
No, she read 23rd number Psalm, but you don't know how that helped.
Different people need help. They say they need help. And families that are losing out.
They're losing their kids, the drugs, the alcohol. And to just let evil that's going on.
So you have to be able to take a course.
And take that like the trillion dollar flow. That means that you need to start your business, you need to get ready for your business.
$1 trillion flow. From LA to Miami, Minnesota to Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas, we need $1 trillion flow. New Orleans, Bill Street, Memphis, $1 billion flow. People are meddling flow. Atlanta, Georgia, $1 billion flow. Over enough. Enough for everybody. He was made for the rich.
Chapter 1. The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous who will be living in the day of tribulation, when the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed him. And from them I heard everything. And from them I understood as I saw, but not for this generation, but for a remote one, which is for to come. Concerning the elect, I said, I took up my parable concerning them. The Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them unto the ends of the earth. And the high mountains shall be shaken, and the high hills shall be made low, and shall melt like wax before the flame. And the earth shall be wholly rent in sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be judgment upon all men. But with the righteous he will make peace, and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them, and they shall all belong to God, and they shall all be prospered, and they shall all be blessed, and he will help them all, and light shall appear unto them, and he will make peace with them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000 of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness, which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Chapter 2. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise, set in order, each in its season, and transgress not against their appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it, from first to last, how steadfast they are, how none of the things upon earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold the summer and winter, how the whole earth is water and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Chapter 3. Observe and see how in the winter all the trees seem as though they had withered and shed all their leaves, except 14 trees which do not lose their foliage, but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years till the new comes. Chapter 4. And again, observe ye the days of the sun, of the sun above the earth over against it. And you seek shade and shelter by reason of the heat of the sun. And the earth also burns with growing heat, and so you cannot tread on the earth or on a rock by reason of its heat. Chapter 5. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with leaves and bear fruit. Wherefore, you heed and know regard to all his ways, and recognize how he that liveth ever hath made them so. And all his work go on thus year to year forever, and all the tasks we accomplish for him, and their tasks change, but according as God hath ordained, so it is done. And behold how the sea and the rivers in like manner accomplish and change of their hearts from his commandment. But ye, we have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord. But ye have turned away from his books proud and hard words with your impure mouths against his greatness. Oh, ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no goodness. Therefore shall he execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration. He shall find no mercy. In those days he shall make your name an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and by you shall all the curse, all the sinners and godless shall imprecate by you. And for you, the godless, there shall be a curse. And all the elect shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and forbearance. There shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all you sinners, there shall be no salvation, and on you all shall abide a curse. But for the elect, there shall be light and joy and peace. And they shall inherit the earth. And they shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom. And they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness or pride. They who are wise shall be humble, and they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life, nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath. But they shall complete the number of the days of their life. Their lives shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied in eternal gladness and peace all the days of their life. The fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the doom pronounced by God on the angels, the messianic kingdom. Chapter 6. And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, filled with the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives among the children of men, and get us children. And seven judges, their leader, said unto them, I fear you will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecation not to abandon the plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecation upon God. And there were in all 200 descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecation upon it. And these are the names of their leaders. Semaiah Zaz, their leader. Arikabah, Ramael, Hokabiah, Amiel, Raniel, Daniel, Zikael, Arachajah, Asael, Amaros, Atarel, Ananel, Zakiel, Samsapiel, Sazarel, Turel, Donjael, Sariel. These are their chiefs, of 10, chapter 7, and all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and chose themselves one, and they began to go and defile themselves with them. And they taught their charge, and its charges, and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants. Height was 3,000 elves, who consumed the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth made accusation against the lawless ones. Chapter 8. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made into them metals of the earth and the arms of wood, and bracelets and ornaments and pieces of antimony and the beautifying of the eyes, all kinds of costly stones and all colored tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Temchazah taught the charms and the cuttings. Amaros, the dissolving of the charms. The Rebjah taught astrology. Kukagah, the constellations. Ezekiel, the knowledge of the climate. Arachiel, the signs of the earth. Shamsiel, the signs of the sun. And Sariel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried. And their cry went up to heaven. Chapter 9. And Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Uriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, all lawlessness brought upon the earth.
Michael, Michael and Raphael, it said, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, seen that what was going on the earth. And that's what's going on now. I just wanted to stop and tell you all the evil that's going on. The angels have to take care of it, because the angels that failed in Michael ran out of heaven, their wings been clipped. There's a lot of evil going on. Let me pray. Father God, we come in this hour and try to bless and pray for them that need to be healed. Those that, Father God, we ask you cataracts, tumor, high blood sugar, heart attack, stroke. Touch the old mind that's been exploited, messed up. Those that locked up in jail, free them that are political prisoners. Father God, move the evil out of our vibration. Devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And as God took, when God took Noah's daddy up to the high heaven, and the angels dealt with him, Enoch was the daddy of Noah. So he was telling Noah what God had told him, that what he revealed. This is the book of Enoch.
Now the inhabitant cries the voice of their crying to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, souls of men, make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they say to the Lord of Egypt, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of Egypt, and thy name is holy and glorious, and blessed unto all ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel has done, and taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn. And Semjazah, who was given authority, bears over his associates. And they have gone with the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all times of sin, women are born giants, and the whole earth is thereby filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now behold, souls of those who have died are crying and make their suit at the gates of heaven. Their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. Thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them. And thou dost not say to us what we are to do to in regard to this. Chapter 10. Then sent the Most High, the Holy, and Abraham spake, and sent Uriel, son of Lamech, and said to him, Go to Noah, and tell him in my name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, Bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Dudael, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light. Day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth is to be corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, Proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication, and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth, and send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days they shall not have, and no request that they, their fathers, make of thee, shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, Go, bind Samjaza and his associates who have united themselves with women, so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. And in those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end, and let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children. But all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. destroy from off the earth, and all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration and shall praise me, and all shall worship me, and the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment. And I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation, and forever. Chapter 11. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing which are in the heaven, so as to put them down upon the earth, over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days and throughout all the generations of men. Dream vision for his intercession as well as and his announcement of their first and primary duty. Chapter 12. Before these things, one was heavy, and no one of the children met men where he was hidden, and where he fell, was it none of him. And his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days with the whole world. And I, blessed the Lord with majesty and the angels, and lo, the watchers called me from the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go, declare to the watchers to bear him, that I have the holy people of the faithless, and have defiled myself, and have done what you further do, take unto themselves wives, he have lost the great structure, and he shall have all forgiveness of sin. And in the flood, they delight themselves in adventure, the murder of their beloved ones shall be safely, and over the destruction of their children shall be repent, and shall make them a nation and a destiny. But mercy and peace shall not drink. Chapter 13. And come when we said, Azazel, thou shalt have come. A severe sentence of course against him. And I shall not have trouble with you, for the blessing rather, because of the unrighteous of the testament, and because of all the work of the God of the unrighteous and which thou hast shown. And I went and spoke to them all together, and were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized on them. And they besought me to draw up the blessing, that they might find the human to their petitions in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For from thenceforth the people speak and for them shut their eyes to heaven for shaking their sins which they have been dead. Then I wrote out the petitions of the prayer in regard to their sins and their needs, which are really as in regard to their requests, they should have forgiveness and thank their days. And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, to the south of the west of them. I read their petitions till I fell. And behold, truth came to me, and visions fell down upon me. I saw visions just lifted, and a voice bidding me tell it to the sons of heaven, and brethren among them. And when I awaked, I came unto them. They were all sitting gathered together, making it to their jail, between God and Genesis, if they cease. I recounted before them all the visions which I had dreamed, and I began to speak the word of my judges and the brethren of mine, the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness, and of the brethren of mine, of the eternal watchers. I saw in my sleep, I will now say in the form of flesh, the breath of my mouth, which is the great one, and the person therewith, and understand the other. I said, create, and give to man the power of understanding what it was. So that he created, and give me the blood of reverent body and consciousness, your children on the web. I wrote all your churches, and it's my mission to be in service that your decision be brought to activity, brought to all the leading to eternity, and that your judgment with my brain pass upon your decision, not to brought to activity. And from henceforth, at all eternity, and in long, and previously you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved son, and he shall show my treasure. They shall dish all for you by the sword. Your petition to bear my heart shall not be granted, nor yet have not, even though you pray and speak all words containing the writing which I have given. And the vision shall show to me. Behold, in the vision, clouds in mighty name, a mist summoned, and the cause of the star and the lightning was spared and hasty given me, and the wind is in the intermission caused me to fly and lift me up and bore me into heaven. But I went in till I drew nigh to the wall, which is still visible, and surrounded my tongue, and began to reflect. And I went into the tongues of fire, and drew nigh the love of death, filled me of ghosts. Walls of the house like insulated wall made me crystal, and its ground was a crystal. It seemed like the heart of the light ring, and between the tufts of fire and temperature, their head was clear. Leaving fire surrounded the wall, and it fumbled completely with fire. I entered through the house, and it was hot with fire, and I moved to light. There were no delights of my way. Fear covered and trembling got hold of me, and as I quickly trembled, I fell on my feet. I beheld the church. Oh, it said, great is the fall, and the entire and the root of flaming fire. Every respect is held and extended, but cannot describe it. Splendid and extended, and its floor was of above it lightning and the path of the stars, and its ceiling was flame fire. And the area of awful the appearance was of the wind around the shadows, and there was a chasing it. And from underneath the cross, and the great glory sat there, and his great begotten children with the blood of flesh. But as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, of those also who die and perish. Therefore have I given them wives also, that they might impregnate them and beget children by them, and thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world, and therefore I have not appointed wives for you. For as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. And now the giants, who are produced from the spirit and flesh, shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies, because they are born from men, and from the holy watchers is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth, on earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst, and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they have proceeded from them. Chapter 16. From the days of the slaughter and destruction and death of the giants, from the souls of whose flesh the spirits, having gone forth, shall destroy without incurring judgment. Thus shall they destroy until the day of the consummation, the great judgment, in which the age shall be consummated, over the watchers and the godless wholly consummated. And now, as to the watchers who sent thee to intercede for them, who have been aforetime in heaven, say to them, you have been in heaven, but all the mysteries had not yet been revealed to you, and you knew worthless ones, and these in the hardness of your hearts made known to the women. And through these mysteries women and men work much evil on earth. Say to them therefore, you have no peace. Enoch's journeys through the earth and Sheol. The first journey. Chapter 17. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like flaming fire, and when they wished, they appeared as men. And they brought me to the place of darkness, and to a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of the luminaries, and the treasuries of the stars, and of the thunder, and in the uttermost depths, where were a fiery bow and arrows, and their quiver, and a fiery sword, and all the lightnings. And they took me to the living waters, and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, in which the fire flows like water and discharges itself into the great sea towards the west. I saw the great rivers and came to the great river and to the great darkness and went to the place where no flesh walks. I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter and the place where all the waters of the deep flow. I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth. And the mouth, chapter 18. I saw the treasuries of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished with them the whole creation and the firm foundations of the earth. And I saw the cornerstone of the earth. I saw the four winds which bear the earth and the firmament of the heaven. And I saw how the winds stretch out the vaults of heaven and have their station between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of the heaven. I saw the winds of heaven, which turn and bring the circumference of the sun and all the stars to their setting. I saw the winds on the earth carrying the clouds. I saw the paths of the angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of the heaven above. And I proceeded and saw a place which burns day and night, where there are seven mountains of magnificent stones, three towards the east and three towards the south. And as for those towards the east, one was of colored stone, and one of pearl, and one of jacinth, and those towards the south of red stone. But the middle one reached to heaven like the throne of God, of alabaster, and the summit of the throne was of sapphire. And I saw a flaming fire, and beyond these mountains is a region, the end of the great earth, where the heavens were completed. And I saw a deep abyss with columns of heavenly fire, and among them I saw columns of fire fall, which were beyond measure alike towards the height and towards the depth. And beyond that abyss, I saw a place which had no firmament of the heaven above, and no firmly founded earth beneath it. There was no water upon it, and no birds, but it was a waste and horrible place. I saw there seven stars, like great burning mountains, and to me, when I inquired regarding them, the angel said, "This place is the end of heaven and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the host of heaven. And the stars which roll over the fire are they which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in the beginning of their rising, because they did not come forth at their appointed times. And he was wroth with them and bound them till the time when their guilt should be consummated, even for 10,000 years." Chapter 19. And Uriel said to me, "Here shall stand the angels who have connected themselves with women, and their spirits, assuming many different forms, are defiling mankind, and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demons as gods. Here shall they stand till the day of the great judgment, in which they shall be judged till they are made an end of. And the women also of the angels who went astray shall become sirens. And I, Enoch, alone saw the vision, the ends of all things. And no man shall see as I have seen." Chapter 20. These are the words of the holy angels who watch. Uriel, one of the holy angels, who is over the world and over Tartarus. Raphael, one of the holy angels, who is over the spirits of men. Raguel, one of the holy angels, who takes vengeance on the world of the luminaries. Michael, one of the holy angels, to wit, he that is set over the best part of mankind, and Zerachael, one of the holy angels, who is set over the spirits, who sin in the spirit. Gabriel, one of the holy angels, who is over paradise and the serpents and the cherubim. Remiel, one of the holy angels, whom God set over those who rise. Preliminary and final place of punishment of the fallen angels. Stars. Chapter 21. And I proceeded to where things were chaotic, and I saw there something horrible. I saw neither heaven above, nor a firmly founded earth, but a place chaotic and horrible. There are seven stars of the heaven bound together in it, like great mountains and burning with fire. Then I said, "For what sin are they bound, and on what account have they been cast in hither?" Then said Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, and was chief over them, and said, "Enoch, why dost thou ask? And why art thou eager for the truth? These are of the number of the stars of heaven which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and are bound here till 10,000 years, the time entailed by their sins, are consummated." And from thence I went to another place, which was still more horrible than the former, and I saw a horrible thing, a great fire there, which burnt and blazed. And the place was cleft as far as the abyss, being full of great descending columns of fire. Neither its extent or magnitude could I see, nor could I conjecture. Then I said, how fearful is the place, and how terrible to look upon. Then Uriel answered me, one of the holy angels who was with me, and said unto me, Enoch, why hast thou such fear and affright? And I answered, because of this fearful place, and because of the spectacle of the pain. And he said unto me, this place is the prison of the angels, and here they will be imprisoned forever. Sheol, or the underworld. Chapter 22. And thence I went to another place, and he showed me in the west another great and high mountain, and of hard rock. And there was in it four hollow places, deep and wide and very smooth. How smooth are the hollow places, and deep and dark to look at. Then Raphael answered one of the holy angels who was with me, and said unto me, these hollow places have been created for this very purpose, that the spirits of the souls of the dead should assemble therein, yea, that all the souls of the children of men should assemble here. And these places have been made to receive them till the day of their judgment and their appointed period, till the great judgment comes upon them. I saw the spirits of the children of men who were dead, and their voice went forth to heaven and made suit. Then I asked Raphael, the angel who was with me, and I said unto him, this spirit, whose is it whose voice goeth out and maketh suit? And he answered me, saying, this is the spirit which went forth from Abel, whom his brother Cain slew. And he makes his suit against him till his seed is destroyed from the face of the earth, and his seed is annihilated from amongst the seed of man. Then I asked regarding it, and regarding all the hollow places, why is one separated from the other? And he answered and said unto me, these three have been made that the spirits of the dead might be separated. And such a division has been made for the spirits of the righteous, in which there is the bright spring of water. And such has been made for sinners when they die and are buried in the earth, and judgment has not been executed on them in their lifetime. Here their spirits shall be set apart in this great pain, till the great day of judgment and punishment and torment of those who curse forever, and retribution for their spirits. There he shall bind them forever. And such a division has been made for the spirits of those who make their suit, who make disclosures concerning their destruction, when they were slain in the days of the sinners. Such has been made for the spirits of men who were not righteous, but sinners, who were complete in transgression. And of the transgressors they shall be companions, but their spirits shall not be slain in the day of judgment, nor shall they be raised from thence. Then I blessed the Lord of glory, and said, blessed be my Lord, the Lord of righteousness, who ruleth forever. The fire that deals with the luminaries of heaven. Chapter 23. From thence I went to another place, to the west of the ends of the earth. And I saw a burning fire, which ran without resting, and paused not from its course, day or night, but ran regularly. And I asked, saying, what is this which rests not? Then Raguel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me, and said unto me, this course of fire which thou hast seen is the fire in the west, which persecutes all the luminaries of heaven. The seven mountains in the northwest, and the tree of life. Chapter 24. And from thence I went to another place of the earth, and he showed me a mountain range of fire which burnt day and night. And I went beyond it, and saw seven magnificent mountains, different each from the other, and stones thereof were magnificent and beautiful, magnificent as a whole, of glorious appearance and fair exterior, three towards the east, founded on the other, and three towards the south, one upon the other, and deep rough ravines, no one of which joined with any other. And the seventh mountain was in the midst of these, and it excelled them in height, resembling the seat of a throne. And fragrant trees encircled the throne. And amongst them was a tree, such as I had never yet smelled. Neither was any amongst them, nor were others like it. It had a fragrance beyond all fragrance, and its leaves and blooms and wood wither not forever. And its fruit is beautiful, and its fruit resembled the dates of a palm. Then I said, how beautiful is this tree, and fragrant, and its leaves are fair, and its blooms very delightful in appearance. Then answered Michael, one of the holy and honored angels who was with me, was their leader. Chapter 25. And he said unto me, Enoch, why dost thou ask me regarding the fragrance of the tree, and why dost thou wish to learn the truth? Then I answered him, saying, I wish to know about everything, but especially about this tree. And he answered, saying, this high mountain which thou hast seen, whose summit is like the throne of God, is his throne, where the holy great one, the Lord of glory, the eternal King, will sit when he shall come down to visit the earth with goodness. And as for this fragrant tree, no mortal is permitted to touch it till the great judgment, when he shall take vengeance on all and bring everything to its consummation forever. It shall then be given to the righteous and holy. Its fruit shall be for food to the elect. It shall be transplanted to the holy place, to the temple of the Lord, the eternal King. Then shall they rejoice with joy and be glad. And into the holy place shall they enter, and its fragrance shall be in their bones. And they shall live a long life on earth, such as thy fathers lived. And in their days shall no sorrow or plague or torment or calamity touch them. Then blessed I the God of glory, the eternal King, who hath prepared such things for the righteous, and hath created them and promised to give to them. Jerusalem and the mountains, ravines, and streams. Chapter 26. And I went from thence to the middle of the earth, and I saw a blessed place in which there were trees with branches abiding and blooming of a dismembered tree. And there I saw a holy mountain, and underneath the mountain to the east there was a stream, and it flowed towards the south. And I saw towards the east another mountain higher than this, and between them a deep and narrow ravine. In it also ran a stream underneath the mountain. And to the west thereof there was another mountain, lower than the former, and of small elevation, and a ravine deep and dry between them. And another deep and dry ravine was at the extremities of the three mountains. And all the ravines were deep and narrow, being formed of hard rock, and trees were not planted upon them. And I marveled at the rocks, and I marveled at the ravine. Yea, I marveled very much. The purpose of the accursed valley. Chapter 27. Then said I, for what object is this blessed land which is entirely filled with trees, and this accursed valley between? Then Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered and said, this accursed valley is for those who are accursed forever. Here shall all the accursed be gathered together, who utter with their lips against the Lord unseemly words, and of his glory speak hard things. Here shall they be gathered together, and here shall be their place of judgment. In the last days there shall be upon them the spectacle of righteous judgment in the presence of the righteous forever. Here shall the merciful bless the Lord of glory, the eternal King. In the days of judgment over the former, they shall bless him for the mercy in accordance with which he has assigned them their lot. Then I blessed the Lord of glory, and set forth glory, and lauded him gloriously. further journey to the east. Chapter 28. And thence I went towards the east, into the midst of the mountain range of the cavern. And I saw a wilderness, and it was solitary, full of trees and plants. And water gushed forth from above, rushing like a copious watercourse, which flowed towards the northwest. It caused clouds and dew to ascend on every side. Chapter 29. And thence I went to another place in the desert, and approached to the east of this mountain range. And there I saw aromatic trees, exhaling the fragrance of frankincense and myrrh. And the trees also were similar to the almond tree. Chapter 30. And beyond these I went far to the east, and I saw another place, a valley full of water. And therein was a tree, the color of fragrant trees, such as the mastic. On the sides of those valleys, I saw fragrant cinnamon. And beyond these, I proceeded to the east. Chapter 31. And I saw other mountains, and among them were groves of trees. There flowed forth from them nectar, which is named Sarara and Galbanum. And beyond these mountains, I saw another mountain to the east of the ends of the earth, whereon were aloe trees. And all the trees were full of stacte, being like almond trees. And when one burnt it, it smelled sweeter than any fragrant odor. Chapter 32. And unto these fragrant odors, as I looked towards the north over the mountains, I saw seven mountains full of choice lard and fragrant trees and cinnamon and pepper. And thence I went to the summits of all these mountains,